Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
The Patchwork Man staggers backwards a little bit. He seems confused. What do you do?
I've still got the shotgun. Pistol's on the table, though. Flare gun's useless. The baseball bat's my best option at this point because I get a bonus on it. Cricket bat, sorry. Did I see where he had the scalpel? Did he put it in a coat? Was it in his hand?
It's by his side in one of his pockets.
Right, but he's not holding it.
No.
I want to try to hit him and get the scalpel. Oh, I've got a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. He's like, I want to try to hit him again to get him onto the ground, like to sweep his legs out from underneath him. That's what I want to do. I want to knock his legs out from underneath him.
Okay.
Wait, why did she scream?
You knock the Patchwork Man down onto his hands and knees. It's the Patchwork Man's turn. He, looking up at you, looks so confused. His eyes are wide, staring at you, one green, one blue. And he says, what? It's your turn.
Bring the bat. You know what? I'm not even going to stab him. I'm just going to cave his head in with the bat. I heft it up really high and just say, I have to say, my dear friend, that this might have been the worst dinner party I have ever been invited to in my life. And then I bring the bat down on his head.
As you bring the bat down, it seems like the Patchwork Man's coming back to himself. He rolls out of the way and the bat skips off the ground. You hear a scuffling coming from the table, and you can see that Ben Kennedy is standing up now. What weapon did you leave at the table?
The revolver.
He's picking up the revolver and leveling it at the Patchwork Man.
Good boy, Ben.
Three successes.
Was he just shocked because I hit him? Was that the shocked?
I don't know. Fuck.
A bullet slams into the Patchwork Man's side, dealing 3 points of damage. No, 4 points of damage. The Patchwork Man slams up against the wall, and when he comes back away, you can see that flames are licking up along his back. When he was slammed up against the wall, broke a lantern. The lantern is now sending flames licking around where the Patchwork Man is. It's the Patchwork Man's turn. He looks at you and says, "It was such a damn shame. I loved a conversation." And then he picks you up and throws you. Your defense is 1.
Yes. I have the bat, which gives me +1. Can I use that to try to help?
Yeah, I'll let you have 2 defense, sure.
It's going to do fuck all for this, I feel.
It's not going to matter a whole lot, though. So 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, -2.
Fuck me. He's so strong. Imagine if he just rolled once.
Could. It's theoretically possible and statistically unlikely. And yet, as he reaches for you, Heracles Melville, you swing and your bat slams into both of his hands. He got no successes. It's your turn.
Fuck yeah. Is Ben Ben's still like...
Ben's got the revolver and he's like slowly... Yeah, he's in the fight.
And the Patrick Man's on fire. And he's on fire. The Patrick Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to knock him off his feet again.
Yep, you knock the Patchwork Man onto his hands and knees again. He looks up at you with fucking...
He's angry.
He's furious. He looks up at you with absolute incensed rage.
How's that for an ant?
And it is Ben Kennedy's turn. Ben Kennedy fires again. A bullet like wings off the wall. He misses the Patchwork Man. And then he moves, he grabs like one of the knives and forks off the table and he starts cutting away at, we'll say...
Lily, they're all conscious now, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. He starts cutting away at Cartmichael's restraints. It is the Patchwork Man's turn. Look, twice in a row seems unlikely.
Yeah, it does. But...
No.
Damn. Yeah, okay.
The Patchwork Man picks you up and throws you. You fly clear across the room and land. You collide with one of the catwalks and then land on the floor. You take 6 points of lethal damage.
Still alive.
You are indeed. You take -1 to all actions now. It is your turn.
I'm going to shoot him in the head with the shotgun, Adam.
You standing up, try to shoot him with the shotgun. That is a chance die for you, unfortunately.
Let's fucking go.
I've got some... Just dreadful news I miss. For you. You miss in the worst way possible.
Oh, I rolled a one.
You level the shotgun at him, and as you try to, like, as you try to slowly swaying around, as you try to level it at him to fire, Ben Kennedy stands up and gets into your line of sight.
Fuck.
You fire the shotgun and pepper him with shotgun shell instead.
Kennedy, you son of a bitch.
That was your fault.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Yeah, whatever.
He stood up.
It is
Ben's turn.
Ben's turn. Ben cries out in pain but keeps cutting at the binds. He gets Cartmichael free and then he starts working at Lily Rose.
Where's the revolver?
The revolver is in his other hand.
Give me the gun back, Ben. Fuck.
Well, get it on your turn then. It's the Patchwork Man's turn. The Patchwork Man leaps across the room and then slams itself into Ben Kennedy. It moves with tremendous speed.
Is it getting hurt at all in this fight?
We
done any damage to it?
It doesn't seem like it.
Is it on fire still?
Yeah, flames are licking up its back, but it doesn't seem to care that much. It's not like a classic monster. It doesn't seem to be afraid of fire.
Not good.
Ben Kennedy stays standing.
Okay.
It is Cartmichael's turn. She grabs the revolver from Ben Kennedy and taking a step back.
Ah, oh, I love this woman.
She shoots and misses.
Damn it.
A round goes wild. It is your turn now, I believe.
Great. I want to go and just hit it in the head with the bat again as hard as I can.
All right.
Shotgun's pointless. I throw it away. I just go for the bat.
You smack him, dealing 1 point of damage. And staggering him back a little bit, but you reckon you could break your bat on this guy and he just wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's okay. I just want to stun him a bit because I want to get that scalpel.
It is Kennedy's turn. He gets Lily Rose free and then picking her up, he yells at everyone kind of, run, run! And he and Lily Rose start running away. It's the Patchwork Man's turn. The Patchwork Man looks at you and says, yes, run. And then he picks you up and throws you after them. He deals 6 points of damage to you.
How much trouble am I in, Adam?
All right, you're in aggravated damage. So 4 more points of any type of damage and you die. You also need to make a resolve stamina check to stay conscious. Every round, you're going to take a point of damage until someone treats you medically. And after 4 more points of damage from either taking damage every round or from damage from the Patchwork Man, you will die.
Can I treat myself?
You can treat yourself.
Great, I do have the first aid kit.
In addition to that, every round you're going to need to make a check to stay conscious. In addition to that, Heracles Melville, I'm going to get you to make a resolve intelligence check at -3, because you're rolling everything with a -3 right now.
Okay.
So, as you're slowly climbing back up to your feet, having been thrown clear across the room, and as everyone's running towards you, you look at the Patchwork Man and the fire licking along his back. And you remember going back to when you were in the tunnel and you nearly lit the match.
Run. Gina, drop the gun. Let's go.
So everyone's going to be needing to make checks to see who's up the back as the Patchwork Man stalks after you, yelling to you, run, run, run as fast as you can.
Let me guess. Can't catch me. I'm the Patchwork Man.
It is a chance die for you.
Oh, fuck.
You fail. And all no successes.
Oh, on my turn, I chose to run. I can't heal myself and run, can I?
No.
Damn.
Oh, you need to roll to stay conscious.
Yeah.
All right, you're still conscious. You don't treat yourself. You've got basically two rounds in front of it because you were thrown.
Oh, so I can actually treat myself and wait for them to catch up to me.
You could if you wanted to.
Well, I want to do that then. I didn't realize. I thought I was thrown behind them.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
So, no, you were thrown way ahead of them.
Okay, well, in that case, Adam, I would love a first aid kit.
Okay. That is a dexterity medicine check with a +2 bonus because of the first aid kit, but you're going to take a penalty to this roll.
Because I'm dying.
Because you're dying. You stabilize yourself. You're not going to take a point of damage every turn, but you're still going to need to make checks to stay conscious and to run.
Yeah.
So that was the first turn. What's his name?
Ben.
He gets no successes. Then Lily Rose and Cartmichael, no successes. One success for Lily Rose. So the Patchwork Man, I guess, is going to get to Ben first. Ben gets thrown.
Forwards?
Forwards, into you.
That's all right. As long as we keep moving forwards.
Ben gets picked up and thrown. He goes over your head and then slams. So there's the passageway out into the corridor. He gets slammed just above that passageway and then crumples to the floor. He does not get up.
He dead.
What do you want to do?
I've used the first aid kit on me. Can I try to use it on him?
You can if you want.
He's ahead. We're still quite a bit ahead.
You've got one turn until Lily Rose and Cartmichael reach you.
And then another turn before he gets to us.
No, he's too fast. You can't escape him. Every round, whoever's up the back is going to get attacked.
Fuck me. We just got to get into the gas. That's all we've got to do. We've just got to get to the gas.
Your speed is 8.
Yep.
Ken's is 7. Cartmichael is 7 as well. And then Lily Rose is 9. Its speed is 30.
Yep, cool.
You can't escape it.
No. This is the only plan I've got, though, Adam.
Yeah.
Because I can't fight it either.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to go whoever's at the back, right? I've stabilized myself. Ben's dead. I run back towards the two women and be like, go, get out of here.
They're going to sprint past you, and are you running with them?
Yes, I joined them.
Okay. So the Patchwork Man's going to pick someone at random, I guess.
I try to put them ahead of me.
Okay.
We're running in a triangle formation and I'm at the back. And they're the other 2 points of the triangle.
I understand. Holy fucking shit. So, the Patchwork Man shoves you in the back and you fall forwards, rolling on the ground. You only take 2 points of lethal damage. You are still alive, but fucking barely. It was a shit roll. You are very lucky.
Just gotta keep going.
You start running. As you run, you're running past Ben Kennedy. If you stop to get him, the Patchwork Man is just gonna be on you.
I think Ben Kennedy's dead.
Okay.
We gotta keep going.
As you run out into the corridor and past the police officer. When you do that, Ben Kennedy's body, bang! If he wasn't dead before, he is
dead.
Now.
Yeah.
He hits the side of the wall with enough force to break apart. Ben Kennedy's corpse is pieces.
Do not turn around. Keep going. Do not turn around.
He was thrown in front of you. You all saw it.
But don't turn back and look at the fucking thing. Don't slow down. You keep going.
You run further up the corridor. It's starting to get dark.
You know, we just keep running because eventually the dark is where the fucking gas is. Yeah, keep going.
You keep going up and then bang, the cop's body strikes another place. This is mercifully dark enough that you do not see what happens to the cop's body, but you definitely feel it as hot blood washes over you.
Keep running.
What What's wrong? Why are you running? I don't understand. We were having a lovely conversation.
Is it lit up behind us? Like, can we see the light of him on fire?
Yes.
I'm at the back still. Mm-hmm. He's caught up to us. I want to just stop the run for a moment to turn around and just smack him back with the bat if I can.
You turn around and swipe at him with the bat. You get your full... It's actually still only two. But he doesn't try to stop you. He seems pretty confident in the current situation.
Yeah.
You swing and in the darkness you miss him, unfortunately. What's wrong, Heracles?
I just ignore him. I'm going to keep running.
You keep running?
Yeah.
The hulking, flaming monstrosity chases you up the passageway until you hear Lily Rose and Carmichael cry out in shock and surprise. And you see that just by the dim light that is shining its way up from the Patchwork Man, you can see that they've come to the bridge across, and they don't understand what to do. They don't know what to do.
Jump! Because I know what's at this bridge, Adam.
They both jump off into the darkness as you follow suit, jumping as well. As the Patchwork Man approaches, you hear... and then a ball of flames consumes this entire room.
Like, basically over the top of us, I assume. Yeah. Fucking hell.
You're going to need to make a chance die. Heracles Melville, for the second time in this place, everything goes dark.
Fuck.
Heracles Melville, for the second time, you wake up in a hospital bed. I forget if you were handcuffed last time, but you're handcuffed this time.
That checks out. Is anyone in the room?
Yeah, there's a police officer sitting in a chair reading like a book next to your bed.
Good read.
Yeah, it's all right, I guess. It's about like a whale, I guess. He shows you the cover. It's Moby Dick.
You know, my father reckoned we were related to that man.
Pardon?
My father reckoned we were related to that man.
Oh, yeah?
We never found any proof. My father was a strange man.
Is it real? I thought it was just a book.
No, not the... Fuck you.
My willpower's gone, Adam. I'm rude. I don't care. I'm handcuffed.
Am I under arrest or just a person of interest?
You are indeed under arrest.
Great. Can I have my phone call?
No.
Why not?
I don't care.
I'm under arrest. I get a phone call.
Take it up with someone else, mate.
I just hit the code blue button on the hospital bed.
There's no code blue button.
Any like emergency button on the thing?
They have put everything out of reach of a config. Yeah.
Am I plugged in to like a heart rate thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I pull that out. And her teeth. And it flatlines.
A nurse comes by and fixes it.
As she's in here, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. I believe I'm under arrest, but I require a phone call under law.
Is it the nurse from the previous stint?
No. She, you know what fuck it is? She looks at the cop and the cop shakes his head and she says, I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. I just can't wait to sue the shit out of this hospital.
You're not suing anything, mate.
Well, no, I will be.
You're not going to be spending much time left here in Australia.
Oh, those fraud charges back in America have finally caught up with me, I suspect.
Yeah, you're going to be spending a lot of time in a federal prison in the U.S.
Yeah, I thought as much.
Rowdy Wilson to the rescue.
The cop seems pretty self-satisfied with that.
I like to imagine, Adam, that this was... I have a pending fraud charge that Rowdy just keeps ready to go at a moment's notice in case I need it.
The police officer turns on the TV and flicks it over to like an America's Hardest Prisons show or something like that.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yep. I put a man in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm sure you did, mate.
I have a question. I know I'm on arrest, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm being extradited. The two women that were found with me, are they all right?
Yeah.
Are they in hospital?
Yeah.
Look, you don't like me. You want me to go to jail, but I look at him and I just want to gauge, is he about to do anything helpful for me?
No, he seems pretty actively unhelpful.
Excellent. I pull the heart rate monitor out again.
The nurse comes by again.
Hello, ma'am. He's not going to help me. Could you just
let the two women that I was brought in with know that I'm alive and well, and are they conscious and okay?
Yes, the two ladies are in a much more stable condition.
Oh, wonderful. That is fantastic news. Can you relay that I'm awake and if they want to, they can come see me? They don't have to. I merely want to know that if they're okay.
I'll do that.
Thank you very much. I promise I won't pull it out again.
Okay. She walks away.
So what's your name, Officer Dipstick?
You can just call me that if you want. He goes back to his book.
He doesn't get the whale.
Hmm?
He doesn't get the whale.
Oh, I don't really care. This was just in the drawer, he says.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Can you tell me about my arrest? I was unconscious at the time after a huge explosion. How many bodies did you pull out?
Still pulling bodies out, mate.
Thought so much. Did you pull out a body made up of lots of other bodies, abnormally tall, about 6-7 feet?
He lowers the book and looks around at you like you're just having...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Go at him, and then he goes back to the book.
I take that as either we won or we didn't. My bet is that we did. Now, I just start talking about, I'm just going to drive this man insane. Now, if I were to write a chapter in a book on what happened here, what would I call it? Hey, Dipstick, you got any good chapter ideas for a story about a weird time with a weird creature in it?
He turns up the volume on the TV a little bit, but otherwise ignores you.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Action. Come forward. No, I got a better song. You ever heard of Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley? A great song. Wonderful, mighty fine song. Actually, I start singing Fuck the Police.
Okay.
Does anyone come in?
At one point, you think you can hear Carmichael making a commotion outside of your room, but it's quite obvious that you are not getting any visitors.
While she's making the commotion,
mm-hmm.
Adam, I pull out the
It takes a little while, but eventually the nurse responds.
Can I see Carmichael through the open door?
No, you think the nurses are like, get rid of Carmichael, then come in to attend you.
I don't get any visitors.
Cop shakes his head.
Am I charged with a crime here, or is it just the crimes abroad?
You're charged with both, mate.
What are my charges here?
Murder.
Of who?
Several police officers, several members of the SES.
I got a question for you. How do you suppose that a man of my stature managed to rip a man's face clean off?
Neither here nor there, I assume.
And like cut people's legs off at the waist, split their brains open just with my bare hands?
Someone did.
Yeah, that someone wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
They died in the explosion. I went down there to kill them, and, well, it seems like I succeeded.
Eventually, after some time of antagonizing this police officer. Oh,
I'm just constantly.
He gets up for a lunch break, and in the lunch break, the door opens, Gina Carmichael steps in, and the door closes. You have no idea how much money I had to pay to get this, she says, and she sits down next to you.
Miss Carmichael, I assume you're unhurt.
She's got like a few cuts and bruises.
But not unconscious?
No.
Little Rose, she's okay as well?
Lily Rose is okay, yeah.
Wonderful.
Poor Ben, she says.
You know that if we had stopped to help him, we would have ended up like him. We needed to get to that bridge. It was the only way to beat that creature.
She lets out a single sob, and when that happens, it's like the dam has burst open, and she just starts crying on you.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. You were very brave back in that cave. Well, you picked up that revolver and fired two shots into some hideous monstrosity, Miss Cartmichael. I think I underestimated your talents and abilities back at that motel. You are so much more. You've done a wonderful thing.
The sobs like start to slow down, and after like 10, 15 minutes, she begins to compose herself again.
I'm sure you have a lot of questions.
She shakes her head slowly and says, not really.
Did it do anything to you when it took you from Kennedy's place?
It all happened so fast.
It didn't take anything from you or Lily Rose, no fingers, toes, eyes.
It was fast. I don't know.
Did it die in that tomb?
I saw it. Yes, I think it did.
Good. That's all that matters, Miss Cartmichael. You know these fraud charges in the States aren't true, right?
They are?
You know I'm not responsible for murdering anybody.
Okay.
I mean, you saw what that thing could do, that inhuman creature. You remember when I told you that I was chasing something and you assumed a Yahweh? Well, this was something much worse than that. An entity, a patchwork creation that's been around since the dawn of time. I was hoping to distract it enough to try to get a good hit in. And I got a couple of good hits in, but in the end, I wasn't strong enough to spare everybody's life down there. And that'll weigh on me heavily for a long time. But I kept my word to Little Rose. I told her that I would find the person responsible for the death of her husband. And we did. And he is now dead. Not sure if that's much closure. Miss Cartmichael, you have today seen a door that opened up, and on the other side of that door was a lot of confusing shit. How do you feel about that?
It's nothing I didn't already know, she says.
It's good. Lily Rose, I don't think, has ever looked in that door, has she?
I don't think so, no.
You need to look out for her.
She nods. I will.
Good. Because you and I, Miss Cartmichael, we have a special job to do. Do you know what that job is?
She shakes her head but doesn't say anything.
Do you like donuts, Miss Cartmichael?
Yes, yeah.
You know when you go down to your local bakery and you buy a chocolate donut because you love chocolate. You've always loved chocolate. It's your favorite flavor of donut.
She like rubs her bald head.
Oh, she's not wearing a wig.
Where would she have gotten one?
Yeah,
she's
no, true.
She's wearing a hospital gown.
Yeah. You grab a donut and this always happens. I find it true, too. You reach for that chocolate donut, and the strawberry donut that was sitting next to it has got all of its strawberry icing all over the side of your chocolate donut. You didn't ask for strawberry. You wanted chocolate, pure and unfettered. It's annoying. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Really annoying. Well, Miss Cartmichael, reality as we know it is a chocolate donut. And our job is to make sure there are no strawberry smears on the side. If you ever need a hand again, you know how to find me. I'm not going to be in federal prison. You just call. And I'll get back. I have friends in reasonably high places and aliases, fake passports. I can get back to the country. These murder charges, they'll disappear in some misplaced paperwork if I know Rowdy. So if you ever need anything, you just let me know. Say, you got a pen on you, Miss Cartmichael.
No. But there's one in the room.
Can I try and pick the handcuff with the pen?
You can if you want.
Yeah, I
want
to try and do that. Keep an eye out for our friend.
What is your objective here? Because you are being extradited back to the... Like, you don't need to escape.
No, I know. I just want to go to Harry's Con and apologize.
You can try to pick the lock if you want.
I will go to Harry's Con and then just sit on the street until the cops come and get me and arrest me, and then I get extradited at them.
That would be a larceny dexterity check, so two dice.
I'm also assuming that Lily Rose isn't here because she's like, I'm not going there. That was fucked.
She's not like Cartmichael, who is kind of crazy. She's not going to break the law to come into your room.
Yeah, fair enough.
you spend too long. You keep trying to pick it, but by the time that you've actually picked it, the door opens and the cop walks back in.
Ta-da.
The police officer just handcuffs you again.
Well, Miss Carmichael, that was a fruitless exercise. Look, I suspect I will be transferred from this hospital to an airport to get on a plane and travel back to America. That right, Officer Dipstick?
The cop handcuffing you back to the bed doesn't say anything, but looking at Carmichael says, you need to go.
Tell Harry that I'm deeply sorry. The car, the motel, there might still be some cash lying around. I hid it in my room. If you can find it, give it to him. I owe him.
Carmichael nods. She says, I'll tell everyone what you did.
You don't have to do that, Miss Carmichael.
I know.
You look after yourself, and may I just say, you look remarkable without your wig.
Don't know what you're talking about, she says.
Oh, boy.
She leaves. A couple days later, one of the many police officers assigned to looking after you, uncuffs you from the bed and says, we're going.
Great. Where's Officer Dipstick? I miss that man.
We got to get going, mate.
All right, fair enough. May I say goodbye to the nurses?
Of course. You walk outside of your room and there's the nurse's station where you wave goodbye to the nurses.
I'm so sorry for causing you so much trouble, ma'am.
At the front of the nurse's station, you also see Rowdy, and he's talking with another man. They're both wearing the, like, you know, that classic G-man
stance and outfit
and stuff like that. He's speaking with another, just screams federal agent of some type.
Yep.
He is chatting with him, and then they shake hands, and the man gives Rowdy a card and walks away.
Special Agent Rowdy Wilson as I live and breathe.
Let's get you back to the States, shall we?
How much trouble did I get you in with your wife?
The cop is still here, by the way. You're basically going to be in the presence of an Australian police officer until you get onto the plane.
No, I'm aware of that, but okay. I just assume, I know his name, so I assume he's married. You know, he's had to come to Australia to get me.
She's all right, a little unhappy about how I'm getting the holiday and she isn't.
Did you tell her that it's worse? The company is not incredibly fantastic?
I think she just knew that.
I missed you, Rowdy.
The cop looks between the both of you with a lot of...
He's been chasing me for a long, long time on those fraud charges. He's not a very good police officer.
I'd say as well, over the course of these couple of days, you've been interviewed several times by police. Slowly, the developing story is that it seems unlikely that you are responsible for the murders, but you are culpable in some way. Do you just tell them what happened, or do you offer them some sort of story?
I just say I was following up on someone who I believed killed Jude Carroll. I don't mention that they're a monster. I followed them into the mines, found a lot of bodies, found and rescued Lily Rose. He died. Mm-hmm. I believe it was a serial killer who'd been committing a lot of crimes in the town for a number of years. He died in the explosion. And then anytime any of them are like, no, we believe you killed someone, I just keep offering to bring me a ham hock and I will tear it in half with my bare hands. And if I can do that, bring me a ham hock and I'll tear it in half with my bare hands. If I can do that, then you can charge me with any crime you wish.
Over those few days, you speak with state police officers, then federal investigators. It just like progressively gets more and more. You speak with FBI agents at several points as well over like teleconference sort of thing.
Never Rowdy.
No, never Rowdy.
Who's the only one who knows about the supernatural shit because mm-hmm. I helped, you know. I just tell them it's a bit like the business of the Jameson, a weird, kooky shit.
At several points you get calls from people. Carmichael calls you like 2-3 times a day.
Oh, that's nice.
You get a call from Lily Rose.
Wonderful. Miss Carroll.
She hangs up.
Fair enough.
You probably are able to make calls at a couple of points. Would you call anyone?
I call Harry from Harry's Con.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stiles, I would like to again offer my deepest sympathies and apologies for the damage to your property that day and for getting you mixed up in all of my mess. If you speak to Miss Carmichael, she has reparations for you from me, from the bottom of my heart. Also, when I get back to the States, I want to talk to a few lawyer friends that I made in college, see if I can't tweak the fact that you can name your store whatever the hell you want to name it.
Thanks, mate.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Doing fine.
Good. I just,
I don't want your last memory of me being me wielding a pistol in your face. That was mighty uncouth of me, and I'm sorry. Sincerely.
All right. I'm going to hang up now.
You do that, Mr. Styles. You take care of yourself, all right?
Same to you.
I was going to make a One Direction joke, but I can't because I don't know anything about them. Oh, no, just for a hang up,
say hello to Niall for me.
He gives like a little bit of a humorless chuckle, and then he hangs up.
Good to know. Any other phone calls?
If you want.
I don't call Michael, because that's the deal. I said I'd never contact him again. And I'm assuming Adam, he does not call me.
No, he doesn't.
Does Lily Rose try and call again?
No, she doesn't.
That's fair enough. Cool, I leave it at that. They're the only people I really want to talk to, I think.
You're taken back to the States?
Yep. So I have that interaction to the airport with Rowdy. Does he uncuff me as soon as we're by ourselves, or do I have to keep up the pretense?
On the plane, he uncuffs you, but that's it. On the plane, you're finally, as you're taking off, you're finally free.
Rowdy, thank you very much. I had a feeling it was going to escalate beyond the control of my usual abilities, and it did. Do you want to know?
Look, sure.
So remember how the shepherd was showing people things and there was actually something supernatural happening? And, well, you know what I do in the field of expertise that I have. You have experienced it tangentially before. So I want you to imagine Frankenstein's monster, but real.
Uh-huh.
And British. And kind of an asshole.
Rowdy starts showing you newspaper articles from the event. You can see several of the articles several of the early articles from the immediate days after it happened. You'd been in hospital for weeks. Several of the early articles are like massacre at Bismarck Goldfields, massacre in New South Wales, that sort of stuff. And then it's like police uncover a ring of murderers, ring of cannibals sort of thing.
Cannibal ring, Rowdy.
Then there's like a big photo of the Patchwork Man's corpse being taken out, and the headline reads Monster in Bismarck Goldfields. And then immediately you can see immediately after that article, there are further articles going into just destroying that article about Monster in Bismarck Goldfields and spinning it into, you could see like a classic spin sort of situation. Yeah. Where they're like, No, it was just like...
Just dumb. Monsters aren't real.
Monsters aren't real. Don't be silly. The eventual story develops into a cult that created this Patchwork Man, created the Patchwork Man, distributed stories of the Patchwork Man, but the Patchwork Man was just corpses sewn together.
Yeah.
It never existed. It was just part of this murder cult.
You're very good, Rowdy.
I didn't do this.
What?
He hands you the business card that he got handed.
Who the fuck is this?
Embossed on it, it just says Black Watch.
Rowdy, why do I get the distinct sinking feeling that I'm going to hear from these assholes again?
I've heard about these people. They're ghosts. I don't even know.
Ghosts, you say? Well, lucky for us, I'm very good at hunting ghosts.
Heracles, you were sent to federal prison. Walk in, first day, several people in the prison are like, "Hey, Heracles, how you going?
Boys, how are you? You still keeping up with the theater stuff that you were doing while I was here last time?"
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. What's on the menu for this season?
We're doing a production of Guys and Dolls.
Oh, fantastic. Well, if I'm still here when it's on, count me in for a front row seat.
You spend several days in a federal prison. And then at which point you are mistaken for another prisoner and set free.
Oh, well, there you go. Missing paperwork. What a coincidence. Boys, I'm afraid I'm going to have to take a rain check on Guys and Dolls, but I suspect I'll be here when you're doing another season or something. Keep your noses clean, mind you, all right?
As your effects are handed back to you and the prison gates close behind you, your phone, bring, 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 bring.
Do I recognize the number, Adam?
You don't.
Heracles Melville.
Heracles. Heracles Melville.
Fuck.
How are we today? A little birdie tells me that you are no longer in prison. That's such a pity.
Shepard Jameson, what news do you bring me from the hellhole that you are sitting in right now?
I was just about to say, it was some good news and some bad news, because I was sad that we wouldn't get to do a little role reversal.
Funny.
But the good news is, Heracles Melville, I got that pie. It tastes, and you hear metal hit ceramic. It tastes delicious. See, a couple days before you got out, I we both have friends, don't we?
I hope you realize that I'm going to put you straight back in there.
Heracles, 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 you jump into the end. Let's indulge in the middle, because as nice as this key lime is, it's going to taste even better when you're here. I'll be seeing you, Heracles.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Son of a bitch.
He hangs up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.